The NBA Finals kick off tonight. Game one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Miami Heat. Two iconic cities and two groups of very rabid fans. In this corner, cheering for Miami. Michael Garrett, a Miami Heat fan, or we can be heard on WLRN in Miami. Michael, do you recognize that music that we're playing?
Sure.
What is it?
The Heat.
That's the theme from Miami Vice. We just thought we'd make you feel comfortable and at home here. And in this corner,
comfortable and at home in the 80s.
For Dallas. Speaking of the 80s, T.C. Fleming, you recognize that?
I do. The theme from Dallas.
That's right. Okay, so we just wanted to get this started with both of you. I want to start with you, Michael. You've been a Heat fan for how long?
Well, actually, just this year, as far as a strong fan goes. Before that, general interest, but this year particularly.
All right, so Michael, what makes you convinced that the Heat is gonna win this?
Well, other than being a homer and being the hometown,
and having drunk the LeBron Kool-Aid, apparently.
Evidently,
yes.
I think that's obviously one of the major reasons. and defense.
Okay, and a strong defense. Okay,
yeah.
So T.C. Fleming, you obviously are convinced the Dallas Mavericks are going to take it home. What does the Dallas have to counteract LeBron?
Well, I think Dirk has been playing even better than LeBron this playoff so far, and also just karma.
Karma? What do you mean?
Yeah, I just think, well, one, that Dallas has done things the right way throughout, you know, building the franchise and just putting together veterans who really want it and know have lots of playoff experience, and not doing it in a very contrived sort of way that Heat have built their team. And, you know, we have a fan base that's been cheering so hard and wanting so hard for a title for 10 years or more.
And you got that Mark Cuban guy in the stands. He's good karma. And you're referring, of course, Michael Garrett, to the fact that the Miami Heat is the most hated sports franchise in the universe.
That's T.C. Fleming, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
From what I've read and listened to, it's been contrary to popular opinion in some areas, it's been an extremely strong year for the NBA just because of the Miami Heat.
Oh, okay. So, Michael, you're saying that the NBA owes a lot to the Miami Heat, although, Michael, you must admit that, like the New York Yankees, the Miami spent a lot of money to get this supposed championship team put together.
I don't think that you can look although I appreciate the fact you're in New York, I don't think that the comparison works because the Yankees have been at it a whole lot longer, but you know, the idea of putting the three together seems to be at least compelling television.
Okay, well, T.C. Fleming, you seem to be ready to make that comparison when you call the Miami Heat contrived, and yet it works. It works for the Yankees. I mean, paying money for talent works.
It works. There's certainly something to be said for it, but it's also not a way to generate a lot of widespread support throughout the other teams,
no,
you know?
But a lot of viewers, that's for sure. But T.C., who's going to guard LeBron? Is it going to be Dirk, or is it going to be Jason Kidd?
I think in crunch time it'll be Kidd, and I think that if he does anything like he did against Kobe, that it won't really be a problem.
All right, so T.C., you're claiming that the Dallas Mavericks are going to take it how many games?
Let's go with six.
Okay, and Michael, you think, of course, that Miami Heat's going to take it in how many games?
Well, I'll go conservative six.
Okay. The NBA Finals are kicking off tonight. Michael Garrett and T.C. Fleming both cheering for their prospective teams. Michael Garrett, a Miami Heat fan. T.C. Fleming, a Dallas fan. Both obviously think their teams are going to take it. But in this particular case, I think the teams are pretty evenly matched. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's got to be the Heat.
Really?
These are not evenly matched. It's the old guys versus the young guys.
I'm cheering for Dallas. And it's not because I like Dallas. It's because I don't like the Heat.
Well, and I think a lot of people are going to be cheering that way. But I think Dirk and the Jason Kidd, these are the hungriest players in the NBA right now. I think there's a lot of momentum going for them. But the Heat just have extraordinary weapons on the court.
I just wanted to say that our news editor, Javier, just sent me an instant message saying that I am dead to him now.
Well, Javier's an insane Heat fan, but he's been there since the beginning. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, he probably goes back to the last time these two met in the finals.
When was
that? The Heat won. Yes, it was 2006, right? 2006, I believe so.